providing this is like a birth that's not causing any problem, they're not admitted before they start going into labour. And there was an antenatal clinic. They would attend that regularly. I mean, if there was an ongoing, if there was likely to be a problem, then obviously they were admitted early. And they tended to be in side rooms if there was a problem. But they would be admitted in labour, they'd go down to the labour room. Some mothers made a lot of noise because I thought, oh dear. You know, I mean, when you're 16, you don't know, do you, what this is all about, really. Well, actually, at 16 in my day, you knew very little. I thought, ye gods, that must hurt. And others didn't sort of make any fuss at all. I mean, we did have sad cases where somebody had a mongrel baby, and I've seen quite a few stillborn babies. It's about it really. Oh, and cleft palates, where they can do an awful lot with those now, can't they? To what they used to. I know I did think to myself, it's a miracle that the baby is born perfectly normal, healthy. When you work in a maternity hospital like that, and you see the variety of things that can go wrong, but they were not the majority of cases. The majority of babies were perfectly fine, but you know, obviously those mothers were deeply distressed when things, but you sort of had quite an affinity with them. But when I look back, I don't know how I would have felt having a baby and a 16-year-old. Isn't it weird? I think we grew up quicker because we left school earlier, didn't we? We went out to work. Whereas, I mean, my 18-year-old, I wouldn't have wanted handling my baby. I think she'd drop it. And there was no such thing as teenagers. You were at school one day, you left, and you were an adult. You went out to work. And there weren't boutiques for teenagers or discos or things like that. You wore clothes, not quite as bad as your mother was trotting around in. But there weren't fashion houses then for specifically for young people. So I never ever knew a mother who sort of balked at the idea of us youngsters. But then when I look at those photographs, I don't think we look that much younger than some of the nurses who would have been 21 and over.